Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord!
Fill thou my life, O Lord, my God, in every part with praise, that my whole being may proclaim thy being and thy ways, not for the lip of praise alone, nor even the praising heart. I ask but for a life made up of praise in every part. This is certainly what we need as we consider again today the seed falling on the different types of soil. This should be the end of hearing, believing, and obeying God's word. Listen to the last stanza. So shall each fear, each fret, each care be turned into a song, and every winding of the way the echo shall prolong. So shall no part of day or night from sacredness be free, but all my life in every step, be fellowship with thee.
Today from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and also the Gospel of Luke chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then also the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. We read there the parable of the sower and reading the explanation of it as Christ gave it. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they, which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And they that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares, and riches, and pleasures of this life, and bring forth no fruit to perfection, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Shall we pray? Our Father, we give thanks for this word that we have read. We give thanks for all of Scripture. We give thanks for each and every word, that of which Moses could write and Christ could speak and say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from thy mouth. We give thanks for every word. We give thanks for the story of creation. And even as we read here, when Paul could say, God, who command the light to shine out of darkness, not only give that blessing in creation, but have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of thyself through Christ. And now we pray in his name for more of that blessing, for reviving of that blessing in the church, those who have had the beginning, and whatever the need may be. Blessing and reviving in doctrine, in truth, reviving in faith, that we may know that we are saved only by faith and not by works, and also reviving in works that we are created to in Christ, and that which follows that new life in faith. We pray for more of that, and especially we pray that we might have that faith which worketh by love. We pray for more love in the church, more love in our homes, more love in our nation, and more love in other nations, and especially those nations where there seems to be so little love and so much warfare, so much killing, so much strife, so much fear, death and sorrow. We pray, Father, for our soldiers as they seek to refrain all that wickedness. And we pray, Father, for other nations where there is strife one against another. And we pray that the gospel of Christ might be sent there, and there might be, through the gospel, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. We pray also for the things that thou hast promised to add to those who seek first thy kingdom. For the elderly, that they might have comfort and peace, joy. We pray for those in sickness, that they might be giving healing. And those in sorrow, comfort. We pray that we might have blessing in our economic hardships and times, and the many blessings, Father, that we need in nature, that we might have the sunshine, the rain, we might be kept from the storm. All of this we pray for through Christ. Amen. Looking again at God's Word, as we have a number of times in the message from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the awareness of the truth of those solemn words, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The command of Christ was to preach the gospel to every creature. And that preaching is basically to those who are lost. Those that have heard it, believed it, want to hear it again, like one song states, those that know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. But when the command is given to preach the gospel to every creature, it is basically that they might be converted, that they might be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Those that are lost in that way, the gospel is hid to them, even though it is spoken. And we need to realize this. We can also read when the Lord Jesus gave the parable of the sower, recorded in Matthew. He said, Matthew chapter 13, verse 13, "Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them." The Lord Jesus was saying much the same words as Paul. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And along with it, Paul gives the reason. "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And though that is all true, it is hid to those who are lost. Eyes, and they see not. Hearts, and they understand not. A terrible situation. I think also of the picture that God gave to Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones. And God showed him that, and then he said, "Can these bones live?" And Ezekiel could say, "Thou knowest." And God told him to prophesy to the bones. Dead bones, dry bones, exceeding dry. And yet, as he prophesied, bone came to bone. And then there were bones, but they were still dry. And then the sinew, the flesh, came on them. And then later, there was the breath of life. God does that. He gave his word. But it is also true, as the Lord Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." He cannot see the heart of that kingdom, which is the gospel. He cannot see the door into that kingdom, which is also the gospel of Christ. He cannot see God's way of faith and God's way through Christ. But as Paul also wrote to Timothy, stating, "In meekness instruct those that oppose themselves." Yes, in the hardening of the heart and being lost, men will oppose themselves. They do not know their own good. And so we have that problem, to those that oppose themselves. Instruct them in meekness, but then Paul's words go on, peradventure. God will grant them the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Some very plain things spoken of. Those who bring the word, as Paul said, "We preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ," are to do it in meekness, to do it as knowing that what we do will have no benefit, will be of no help, unless God does something. Something through the word spoken, something in the hearts of those spoken to. Those who believe not, those who are in darkness. God had to do with us, believers. What Paul here said, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he did that at creation, it's spoken of in Genesis chapter 1, he said, "Let there be light." That God have shined in our hearts what he did at creation, finding darkness, chaos. He found also in our hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? It is to that heart that the gospel comes. But it is that heart that God must also deal with if the gospel is to be heard and believed. The Lord Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. Paul says, that is in me, and my flesh dwelleth no good thing. That was true before Paul was converted. It was true after he was converted. He even went so far as to say, the flesh driveth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. That continues. It is a warfare. The flesh is to be crucified. But only God can give a person living in the flesh, a body, that blessed spirit, the spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, born of the Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit, and that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that's what we must realize as we do. As Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord. We preach Him. We preach the gospel. Today, I want to preach the gospel, but especially, I want to preach the word of Christ. When we preach Christ Jesus the Lord, that tells us that He is the Anointed One, Christ. It tells us He is Jesus. His name was called Jesus because He shall save His people from their sins, and that points particularly to the gospel. But Paul says, Christ Jesus the Lord. He is Lord. He has given His word as a teacher, as well as given His word of Himself as the Savior. And both are very true, and both are needed to be realized. And so when we preach Christ Jesus the Lord, we are preaching Him as the Savior of sinners. We are preaching a person that died on the cross, shed His blood for sinners like you and me. We are preaching one that rose again, and one that is in heaven on high, one who has been given a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. But He is one who died for His church, but also one who is building His church. And He builds His church through the preaching of His word, the preaching of His own teachings, the preaching of His teachings as He gives them through men like Paul and other apostles and the prophets as well of the Old Testament. They are all His word, the word of the Lord Jesus with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. And we must realize that as much as we need to believe the gospel, we also need to believe all of His word. Every word, as I mentioned before, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We read the word as the Lord Jesus gave it to Paul, and as he in turn was inspired to write it to the Corinthians. That was what we read from his letter, second letter to the church at Corinth. But what we also read was the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was the Lord Jesus who said, hear ye the parable of the sower. First He gave the parable itself. Going back to verse 10 of Matthew chapter 13, the disciples came and said unto Him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing hear not, neither do they understand. There is something to think about in what he has said, what he is describing. But also we must hear each word directly, distinctly, to know that he is teaching here the disciples. He is teaching us, if we are in that similar situation as the disciples. What a blessing it is, if it is true for us, because unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. but to them it is not given. That's a solemn truth, but it is to be believed. The Lord Jesus is Christ Jesus, the Lord. He is also the sovereign Lord. He is sovereign in his dealings. To some it is given, but to them it is not given. Some of these things have been wrestled with, some denied. Some of these things cause much division in the church, much enmity, sadly also much pride, oftentimes each one's, though they differ, thinking they are right and the others are wrong. But again, every word. We read Paul's words first. Why did Paul become a believer? He had heard the word from Stephen. When Stephen preached, soon after that he was stoned. Paul agreed to his death. He hated the message. He hated the messenger. Described as breathing out slaughter and threatenings. That was Paul. How different than what we read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart hear the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Paul had anything but patience. He had enmity. He wanted Stephen dead. He wanted others, bring them to Jerusalem and imprison them. He was a hater of the gospel. He was a proud sinner, but a wrong sinner. He was bound by Satan and didn't know it. Taken captive by Satan at his will, as he wrote later to Timothy. And even as we read here from his letter to the Corinthians, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The God of this world, he's bigger than you are. He can blind you. But thankfully, Christ is greater than the God of this world. And as, going back to those words of Paul to Timothy, in meekness instruct those that oppose themselves, peradventure God will grant them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. God will grant them a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of thinking, that they will acknowledge the truth rather than go on to believe the lie, as Paul was doing in his earlier life, as the Jews were doing and many of them are still doing. And sadly, it is true in the church as well. Last week we spoke of the wayside hearers, the shallow ground hearers, and I mentioned how I was in both of those. I can remember oftentimes hearing in the church, well, those on the outside, or those that might go to a gospel meeting, or those who hear and profess to believe, they are like the shallow ground. They soon fall away. They don't last. Most people don't think of that as in the church, of people that go all the time. But how many are there in a church, in any given church, that may hear something that moves them a little bit, moves them in thinking, I believe that, even thinking, I love that. That was a good message that did me good. But the effect of it doesn't last, doesn't change them. Any one of those kind of hearers can be in the church as well as in the world brought in. I can remember when I was young, there were sometimes what they called tent meetings. And people would kind of frown and say, well, they go to tent meetings and they go forward, but it doesn't last. Soon they're back in the world. True. But people can go to church every Lord's Day and go back in the world on Monday. In fact, go back in the world on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. They heard, they seemed to like it, appreciated it, agree with it. It has an effect, but you wouldn't know it during the week. You wouldn't know it, maybe even Sunday afternoon, thinking about other things. Remember what we read and what the Lord Jesus here taught, and this is His teaching. And I want to remind you, as Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ. And whether it's Jesus Christ, the person, and who He is as Creator, who He is as one that died on the cross, or Jesus Christ, the prophet, the teacher. They on the rock are this, which they hear and receive the word with joy and have no root, and for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. Matthew gives just a little different explanation of that. When he speaks of those who fell on the rock, and he said that they are like the ones that by and by they are offended because of the word. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 21, yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. How many may appreciate one message and may hate another message or another doctrine? All coming from the same Bible, coming from the same God, coming from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus who taught many things here, many mysteries. But every part of it is His word. This parable, as it's given in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and every part of this parable are His teachings concerning you and me, and how the word is received. And remember, as we read, the seed is the word of God. What we have been reading from, what we are trying to quote, what we are trying to speak of, is God's word from heaven. And that word will either save you through Christ or damn you eternally. He that believeth not, the Lord Jesus said, will be damned. I hate to end with that word, but it's true.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise the Lord.